We're on the grounds of the Ranucci Hospitality House, and my goodness gracious, there is a celebration to be had, the big 2-0. So let's get this 101 of the Ranucci Hospitality House with those certainly in the know. It's at Spectrum Health Butterworth Hospital right here in downtown Grand Rapids. Honored to introduce our guests to lead the way into the beginning of the conversation. Manager Laurel Vuig, good that you are here. Good morning to you.
Yes, thank you for being here.
And receptionist Lee Halls, here's the fine print. You've been at the Ranucci House for 20 years?
Yes, I have.
Stand by to you. Laurel, let's talk about what your Ranucci Hospital House is all about. Can you explain why it's here?
Yes, so we've been here for 20 years, and we are a home away from home for patients and family members of patients who travel a distance to Grand Rapids to have services at either Helen DeVos Children's Hospital or Spectrum Health.
Why the name Ranucci?
Mr. and Mrs. Ranucci were the primary donors. It cost $5.2 million to make this facility, and they provided a generous donation of $1.6 million.
What's the culture here and the relationship you have with families who are staying here?
I think it's a very unique experience. It's different than a hotel. We see individuals here as short as one night, and the longest we've had anyone here was 16 months. So we build a relationship with those individuals. Not only are we here to provide a bed to them, but we also provide respite, a place where they can have camaraderie with other families going through similar ailments, and just a place of support.
And I was going to ask, as you alluded to, there are relationships happening even between the guests?
Absolutely. We had an individual who was from another country who met another little girl from a different country, and they enjoyed each other's company so much that they worked with their physician to have their appointments scheduled at the same time. So several times a year, they could come and spend a week with each other.
I'm going to ask a blunt question. How much does it cost to stay here?
It's $45 a night, and we also are supported by the Spectrum Health Foundation. If there was ever an opportunity where an individual could not support themselves here, then the foundation would pick that up.
Wow. Well, let's bring you into the conversation, Lee Halls, receptionist. Do you remember your first day on the job 20 years ago?
I do. That was pretty wild. We did not have a reservation program on the computer. Everything had to be done on paper. And it was, you know, nobody really knew about us, even though we had had a reception when we opened our open house. And, but yeah, it was just, I was afraid to answer the telephone. Because I had started off in the hospital and doing our medical records and then came over here and I'm like, I don't know what to say. What do I say on the phone? How do I answer the phone? But we all worked together and it became...
And I imagine as a receptionist, you were often first line of defense to families that needed a smiling face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love people, and I can pretty much judge them, you know, if they need like a little smile or maybe a little joke. And I've done that several times, and, you know, and they often thank me for making things a little bit lighter.
Well, we mentioned the cost, obviously affordable, but you still have to keep the lights on, and thank goodness for the other funding services. What happens if there isn't a room for me here?
Well, we can put a family on the wait list. We do have a wait list all the time now. And we do have a few hotels that we refer to also that if they have availability, they could give them a compassionate rate.
So here we are, 20 years later. We'll talk about the celebration. How has the Ranucci House, I'll start with you, Lee, how's it changed over the last couple of decades? You kind of mentioned that we're probably not in the same lobby as 20 years ago, do you think?
We're not. We remodeled two years ago, and it's just incredible how we have it now. There's so much room, and we can, you know, accommodate a lot of things down here that we couldn't before. It's just gotten busier, and more people know about us. I keep telling our guests, don't tell anybody about us. That way you'll get a room, you know. But, we're a lot busier.
What about What about volunteers? Who else helps with the guest service?
We have several different types of volunteers that help us here. So we have volunteers who help our guests take tours of the building to understand the amenities we have here, along with volunteers from the community. They could be church groups, civic groups, departments of the hospital, and they provide meals that are complimentary to our guests here, 20 to 25 nights a month. And then we have some other volunteers who help with organization and in other ways that we could utilize some support.
You want to add anything to Lee on regarding how the house has changed over the last couple of decades?
So our physical space is the same, which is 37 rooms here. We have 5 stories. And it's interesting because Spectrum Health as a whole has grown exponentially over the last 20 years.
Well, I know we've caught you on the job to talk about, I trust, a job that you love. You've been here for 20 years. Let's hope you're here for another 20, Lee Holes. Tell me about what it is that keeps you at this desk.
I can't imagine not working. Oh, it's emotional. I can't imagine not working here. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's ladies like Lee that make this job happy, isn't it? And that make it well. Yeah.
There's a lot of compassion here, and it's more than just a space for people to stay. It's a respite. And, you know, their impact to us is just as meaningful as our impact to them.
How are we going to keep Lee here for another 20 years? We're going to give her
Pay more. Okay. Anything else you'd like to share, Lee?
No. Well, I enjoy everyone that works here. We're all like a family. We all help each other out. You know, if we can't come in, others will come in. And I mean, we work well together. And I just can't imagine being anywhere else.
Great. All right. That just signed the deal for 20 more. Lee Holes, thank you very much. You've been a receptionist with the Ranucci House for 20 years. So thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Laurel Viewig, again, you, the manager, I know we're about ready to meet a stellar volunteer. Hopefully we'll speak with a guest. But would you take us for a little tour?
Absolutely. I'd like to share some of the public spaces that we have to support our families.
So we begin in the playroom?
Yes, we have a playroom here. So we have about 50% adult families and 50% pediatric families for Helen DeVos Children's Hospital. So we'd like to have a space for them to kind of normalize and play and just be a child.
Is play scripted or do you let your kids play?
This is just a space they can come into. Individuals are going over to the hospital at all times of the day. So this is a space that's available for them to do what they want. They can play on toys. We have Barbies and dollhouses and kitchen sets. We have carpet squares for them to sit on. We have lots of books and puzzles and games.
Is the goal to make this as comfortable of a setting as possible as a home away from home?
Absolutely. We want to try and normalize as much of their life for them since they are in a place that could be scary. And so we even have a fish tank here that has some cool fish that the children like to look at and bang on the glass.
You have a favorite fish?
I like the little blue guy. He's always by himself.
Yes.
The pink and the green guy don't like to play with him.
In the playroom where, I don't know, I'm hungry. You bring us to the kitchen. Should we call this a full kitchen?
Absolutely. It's actually a triple kitchen. We have 3 full kitchens in here. One is handicap accessible. So we have 3 stoves, 3 microwaves, 3 dishwashers. And we have refrigerators for our guests to come and bring their own food into, as well as a pantry that is stocked by our volunteers. And those volunteer meal providers that make meals, any leftovers go into our community fridge, and anything in that fridge our guests can eat. And Spectrum Health provides milk, eggs, bread, and butter for our guests. We go through 8 gallons of milk a week, 8 dozen eggs, 3 pounds of butter, and 6 loaves of bread.
And back to that same question about feeling comfortable, feeling homey in Playland, You want the kitchen to feel, I mean, a lot of us hang out in our kitchens. Do you want us to feel like we're comfortable down here?
Absolutely. We have bar seating up front, and we have a whole bunch of tables around the back. Individuals can come down here 24 hours a day. It's always open. They can make any of their own meals, and sometimes they'll sit with other guests and just kind of have some camaraderie and talk to others who might be going through similar circumstances.
Playland, kitchen. And now it's time to relax. Where have you brought us now?
We are in the AppHelp Family Healing Garden. It's right off of our kitchen and living room. And we have some benches out here, some table seating. And we have a volunteer, Dr. Mary AppHelp, who's retired. And she comes and does all the landscaping for us each season. So for the 3 good days in a Michigan summer, individuals can come out here and have another respite, another place to get some fresh air and just kind of normalize.
This is, according to what's on the brick wall here, it's a healing garden?
Yes, it just is a place where you can be quiet and contemplative and just come and get away from all of the sounds and experiences of the hospital.
Do any of the Renucci's and their descendants, do they know the good work you do?
Yes, we just saw the Renucci's recently to celebrate our 20th anniversary, and we share with them. What's most impactful is we have a guest book, and guests like to share their comments and what their experiences have been here, and I shared a couple of those sentiments with them, which were very impactful, and I believe they do understand the good work that they do here.
Nancy Pleasure, and I am a volunteer here at the Renucci House. What brought you to the Renucci House 9 years ago?
Well, I was looking for something interesting to do, and I found that this was a good fit for me, and I was a good fit for them, so they asked me to join them.
And you kept coming back for 9 years,
yes,
didn't
I?
You? Yeah. What are your jobs? What was your job? What are your jobs? You've given tours, and my notes tell me you've helped to keep the Renucci House in tip-top shape.
Well, I try. I'll do little favors for them. But my main assignment here is to show people what is available to them. We have a lot of amenities that I like to explain to them. And it's a very gratifying volunteer job to see their reaction when they find out what is available to them, when they found out all this food that there is available, the beautiful garden, the beautiful room that they have, they are also very grateful for all of that.
How often are you volunteering? How often do you give of your free time?
I am here on Monday and Thursday evenings from 3 to 7, which is the check-in time when the new guests come, and then I show them around.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about the families who stay here? You've got to be pretty strong.
You know, I do most of the talking as I am telling them about the place. And if they want to share with me, that's fine. I will listen, you know, and empathize with them and so on. For the main part, I just show them around. But then what makes it quite nice, too, is if I'm here on a Monday night and they come and see me on a Thursday night, they say, oh, good, you're here. And so they recognize me that I was a service to them.
And you're establishing some relationships, I'm sure.
Especially with the staff. The staff is a lot of fun. They amaze me how they can figure out who goes in what room and what rooms are available. They're very compassionate, and they just do a fantastic job, and they've all become good friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What? How have you spent life? What brings you to a volunteer service? Were you a stay-at-home mom? Were you a professional CEO?
No, I was a stay-at-home mom, a country housewife, and I moved back to Grand Rapids, and I had different jobs that I was capable of doing, and then I finally didn't. That ended in my lifetime, so then I became a volunteer.
What's your favorite part of the house, of the hospitality house? What's your favorite part?
Oh, I thought that garden is very beautiful, and since they renovated a couple years ago, I think it's all very nice.
Renucci House, the Renucci Hospitality House, celebrating 20 years, is all about the guest and a guest here on the grounds. Glad that you are here, Abigail Popolowski. Abigail, glad that you are here. Was that your little baby that just walked in there?
It sure was. That's my sweetheart, Everly.
What brings Everly and your family to the Ranucci house?
Well, my daughter has stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma, and she suffered a recent progression of one of the original sites of disease after an unfortunate incident with our insurance, but we're working through that. So we are here getting state-of-the-art care from Helen DeVos Children's Hospital that we can't receive in our tiny little town of Jay, Maine.
Jay, Maine. Welcome to Grand Rapids, Michigan. How long do you think you'll stay?
Well, at this point, at least probably until the end of July, it will be the longest stay that we've had here.
Yes, because you have been here for your housing purposes as your little one gets treated.
Yes, this will be our sixth stay and our longest one yet.
What's your experience been like?
It's been a tremendous experience. If anybody's ever gone through a chronic illness with their family, let alone their child, you can realize how scary, lonely, and overwhelming that can be, especially when you have to travel so far away from home. And it's also very isolating. But here at the Ranucci House, it's not. You are greeted with love and kindness from the very first time you make the phone call to make a reservation to the time that you actually leave. Laurel, the director of the house, has actually made pancakes for my daughter when I had to take an important phone call about my daughter's care. And another receptionist actually brought and dropped off a package for me at UPS because I couldn't take it on the plane with me on the way home because I just had too much stuff because I'd been here for 17 days. So they really bend over backwards to make you feel loved and cared about while you're here.
What's it like interacting with other guests?
It's really interesting to find out that people really are coming here from all over the world to get the care at this hospital. And, you know, everybody has their own unique story, and everybody's always willing to say a little prayer for your own experience. So there's a certain sense of camaraderie.
What's the one thing you'd like people to know about Ranucci House as it celebrates 20 years?
Gosh, I think that's kind of been encapsulated in the answers to my other questions. It's just that this isn't just a place to stay. It's a place of comfort and caring, and you're always welcome. You're always cared for like family. People know your stories and want you to have the best possible experience you can from the moment you get here until the time that you leave.
Anything else you'd like to share?
That I'm just incredibly grateful that this place exists and that these people are here because the values are amazing.
Where'd your little one go? She's having too much fun. Will she ever come back to her mommy?
She loves the kitchen. Yeah. She wants to be a little baker.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Much more to talk about, much more to see, but yet, bottom line, the Ranucci Hospitality House celebrates 20 years, and yes, for sure, you'll celebrate another 20. Where do we ask the community to help? Tell me more.
So the community can help in different ways. We accept in-kind donations of food, dry goods, household items, kitchen items, and then also that meal provider program where groups churches, civic groups can come in and make a meal for our guests. We have a senior living apartment complex who every 2 to 3 months comes and brings boxes of donations to us, and that's just their way of giving back.
What do you get out of your job, Manager Laurel Viewig?
I've been at Spectrum Health 22 years, and in the last 3 years that I have been managing at the house, this has probably filled my bucket personally the most. It gives me as much joy as what we can give our families. It's about compassion. It's about people first.
20 years, you celebrating all year long?
I think so, especially as we're going into the summer season. Definitely a time of celebration as we have supported over 53,000 families since opening our doors in May of 1999.
How do we find out more information about the Ranucci Hospitality House?
So we do have a number here if anyone is interested in volunteering, and that number is 616-391-1790. That goes to our main desk. If anyone doesn't answer, then you can always leave a message. And we're also on the spectrumhealth.org website. If you put Ranucci House in the search box, then information about our services will pop up there.
Let's go back to that kitchen and talk pancakes, shall we?
Sure.
Thanks, Laurel, for your time. Manager Laurel Viewig, and certainly the rest of the great staff here at the Ranucci Hospitality House. 20th anniversary this year.